Lili Nishmas Abba Murray, Zichrono Livracha. Bapsim Tov Kufnun Aleph, Seif Dalet. Leachar Atainis Mutu Lesaper Ulchaves Miyad. You're allowed to cut your hair and do the laundry right after Tisha B'Av is over. The Mishnah points out that later on the Shulchan Aruch adds on to this, that the minig is that we wait until Chatzos of the next day, because the Beis HaMikdash burned throughout the day until the next day. V'imchal Tisha B'Av B'yom Rishon O B'Shabbos V'nichlu Achar HaShabbos. What if Tisha B'Av falls out on Sunday, or it falls out on Shabbos and it's pushed off till Sunday? Mutter b'shtei Shabbosos. Bein shekodem atayis, bein sheachar atayis. See, the Shulchan Aruch holds that the only Isser is during Shavuot Shechalbo. So when Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos or Sunday, the question is, the previous week, is that called Shavuot Shechalbo? Because Tisha B'Av is only going to be on Sunday. So the first Shita holds that there's no Shavuot Shechalbo. The week before, it's not the week of Tisha B'Av yet, and the week after, Tisha B'Av's over. And some say no, the week before is Shavuot Shechalbo, and it would be usher to take a haircut and do the laundry in the previous week, except for Thursday and Friday. So here the Mishnah Berurah points out that this would only be if Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos and is pushed off till Sunday. If Tisha B'Av is on Sunday, then certainly the previous week is not considered Shavuot Shechalbo. Now, all of this is not really relevant to the Ashkenazim at all, as the Mishnah Berurah himself says in the Shaar HaTzion. Why not? Because the Rama says, we're noeg l'hachmir from Rosh Chodesh Anan regarding the laundry, and we're noeg for haircuts already from Shivas or Batamos when the Peronius began. So this whole discussion of whether when Tisha B'Av is on Sunday is the previous week Shavuot Shechalbo isn't relevant for us, for the Ashkenazim, because we keep from Rosh Chodesh anyway. Well, how come we're only machmir for laundry from during the 9 days and haircuts already for the whole 3 weeks? Because the Mishnah Berurah says it would be too difficult to not do laundry for 3 weeks. Ein rov hatzibur yecholin lamod bo. Okay. Sifhe, Aser li'ivrios l'chabes bigdei hove kochavim b'shavuazeh. It's Aser for a Jew to do the laundry of a non-Jew during Shavuot Shechalbo. Now, what's the reason? There's no simcha here. There's no simcha. When you do your own laundry, there's a little bit of simcha. It's done, and your laundry is clean. There's no simcha here for doing the laundry for a non-Jew. Here it's actually because of marasayin. It's not clear that it's a non-Jew's laundry. That's why, if it's a case where the clothing happens to be clearly the clothing of a non-Jew, then one can be mekel. Here the Rama does not mention that this is usher during all of the 9 days, so therefore even Ashkenazim would be mekel here, that it's only usher during Shavuot Shechalbo, but before the Shabbos that comes before Tisha B'Av, it would be mutter for a Jew to do the laundry of a non-Jew. Sifav, kelim chadashim, bein levon and bein tzivuyim, bein shel tzemer, bein shel pishtan, aser lilbos b'shabbazeh. It's aser to wear new clothing during Shavuot Shechalbo, and the Ramah adds on, bonu machmirin mirosh chodesh v'yoch, and Ashkenazim are machmir already starting from Rosh Chodesh. It's aser to wear new clothing starting from Rosh Chodesh. Now, what about already? So that's for sure. Now, what about starting from Shavuot or B'Tamuz? So we're going to learn later that we have a minhag, we're machmir, not to say Shachianu at all, starting from Shavuot or B'Tamuz. So it's like this. There are two types of clothing. Clothing which you buy all the time, and you don't get so excited about, new shoes, new socks. It's common to buy that. You don't say Shachianu. And therefore, it would be mutter to buy those clothes before Shavuot or B'Tamuz and to wear them before Shavuot or B'Tamuz. Even those clothes, you're not allowed to wear new clothes for the first time starting from Rosh Chodesh Av. clothing which requires a shechianu, then it would be usur to wear them and buy them for the first time, already starting from Shiva Asar B'Tammuz, because of the issue of shechianu. However, the Mishnah points out, some people are mekil that to wear something for the first time on Shabbos during the few weeks is mutter, and you can say shechianu. So, those types of clothing, let's say a new suit, which you would say shechianu on, you could wear it during the 3 weeks and say shechianu on the Shabbos, but even those would be usher starting from Rosh Chodesh, because you're not allowed to wear new clothing at all, starting from Rosh Chodesh Av, or until Tisha B'Av. Okay. Se'iv Zayin. Yesh omrim she'asur l'stakein begadim chadashim, u'minolim chadashim b'Shabbos zeh. Some say it's usher to make new clothing during the Shavua Shechalbo, let's say to make a new pair of shoes or socks, to weave socks, that would be usher. The Mishnah Berurah says if it's Kotzorach Mitzvah, a person's getting married for the first time and he wants to make clothing for the wedding, that would be mutter. That we learned earlier. We learned even getting married, make a Adina's mutter during the 9 days. It's just that the minhag is that we don't, because it's not an opportune time to get married. But if it's a Kotzorach Mitzvah, You could make the new clothing, but you're not allowed to make new clothing and obviously or wear new clothing during the Shavua Shechalbo. And here, the Shulchan Aruch himself adds on the Yesh Kahachmir Bezeh Me Rosh Chodesh. It's also already from Rosh Chodesh. We saw that for most things, the Ramah says the minig is from Rosh Chodesh, but the Shulchan Aruch only asers Shavua Shechalbo. But as far as making new clothing, sewing it and weaving it, so this is us. So this is based on a Yerushalmi, which the Shulchan Aruch is going to quote in the next Sif, in Sif Ches, that there's a remez to not make new clothing already, starting from Rosh Chodesh, and that would apply to the Shulchan Aruch as well. Okay. Now it's interesting. The Be'er Halacha here quotes that it's mutter to wear a new shirt for Shabbos Chazon, the Shabbos before Tisha B'Av. Now, Rav Moshe Feinstein writes in a tshuva, in Chel Gimel, Simon Pei, that if you look in the earlier sources, the Mishnah Berurah is referring to, that's only if you don't have another shirt, that's clean. Meaning, if you have another shirt, you're not allowed to wear a new shirt, even with Kavod Shabbos, during the 9 days. If you have no other clean shirt, so then one can wear even a new shirt with Kavod Shabbos. And that's what the Be'er Halacha is referring to. It's possible to misunderstand the Be'er Halacha and say that it's always mutter. However, the postgame points out, Rav Moshe explains, and Guidelines quotes this, that the Mishnah Berurah is referring to a case where you don't have another shirt available. And in that case, you could wear a new shirt. We'll cover Shabbos.